You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, we cover down on all of it. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Tuesday. It's just Tuesday. Just get a little, we call it Camel Eve around here. Mid-hump day Eve. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, little man had his first baseball game last night.
Little man had his first baseball game, which was just, it was funny.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. It was
okay.
Just funny.
How many kids ran the wrong way?
Oh, man. Only a couple, but one specifically hit the ball and ran through the pitcher's mound. And we couldn't get him back.
Bypassing, going straight to second.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is not coach pitch. This is not T-ball. What are we doing?
It's coach pitch.
It's coach pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he ran the wrong way, but he hit the ball.
So,
hey, yeah, it's part of the game, right?
Part of the game.
Yeah, I'm
learning
digging it. And by the way, Charlene and I want to come to a game.
You're going to have to.
We were talking about that last night.
It's fun.
He needs Uncle Phil sitting there in the stands.
He would love it.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. Good stuff. We got 3 o'clock today. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth calling in. He and I may be talking about some taxation thoughts he has, what's happening with tax breaks, tax rebates, whatever. So Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, 3 o'clock. You're going to want to stay tuned for that one. And then I've told you before, I'll call balls and strikes. If I see something I like that the Democrats are doing, I'll point it out. Well, coming on the show, 3:30 today, State Representative and House Minority Leader Anthony Daniels from Huntsville is going to be on the show. He's got a bill, and I like this. And so we're going to talk about it and try to figure out why it is that Democrats are leading the charge on tax relief. I don't get it, but I like it. So we'll talk to State Representative and Minority Leader Anthony Daniels at 3:30. And then there's the whole triple dipper thing, so hit it.
The triple dipper. 3 stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, 3 stories, 3 themes, if you will, that you have got to know. Starting off right out the gate, we're going to talk about the taxation fixation. Why is it that our legislature has done so little for tax relief in the last few years and yet is surrounded by states that did so much? How can we be that red of a state with that purple of a political structure? We're going to talk about taxation fixation as number one on the triple dipper. Number two, I got them, man. Starting off just this morning early, I'm seeing woke after woke, and you know what that means. I'm going to have a whole pile of them, a plethora, a vast cornucopia, a buffet, if you will, of adventures in woke world. So stay tuned for that one. And then lastly, I've had it on my desk since Friday. Haven't been able to get to it because the news has been so hot and I've changed my dippers, but I'm going to go back to one that I've had sitting and waiting. You've heard about virtue signaling. We're going to talk about virtue failing. Yeah, we're going to talk about what happens when a corporation gets out there and tries so hard to be virtuous and show everybody how woke they are and it backfires. Virtue failing. That's number 3 on the triple dipper. All right. Well, listen, let me jump into my comments for the day. All right. So just watching what's happening right now with the Soros-backed DA from Manhattan just doggedly pursuing an indictment of President Trump for the claim of a misdemeanor, it's just embarrassing to watch. As an attorney myself, it is maddening. I love the law. I respect the law. And I also know that there is supposed to be one version of the law that is blindfolded so that justice can be served correctly, evenly, and expeditiously. But the multi-tiered justice system that we are watching right now is just making a mockery of the law, an absolute mockery. It's apparent that the rule of law is not what is being sought by DA Alvin Bragg. Now, I cannot help but return to a personal story that I may have told before, but when the war in Afghanistan kicked off, my team was inserted and co-located with a special forces team in a remote corner of the northern provinces. Stay with me. You'll see why I'm telling the story. I lived among the Afghan people, and aside from combat operations, we were tasked with doing things that were designed to win the hearts and minds of the people. So I oversaw aid dollars to rebuild agriculture, education, infrastructure, and more. In the course of doing this, I would actually enter into contracts with Afghan contractors in order to get things done. And then I got the word one day in early 2002 that one of the local warlords, his name was General Miralam, that one of the warlords had put a stop to some of our efforts and taken control of the projects. Well, basically, old Miralam was flexing for the new guys to see what we would do. So I broke with our normal security protocols. I made known that I was coming to his headquarters and coming at a certain time. And I rolled in the gate of Miralam's headquarters, and it was like something out of a bad movie. I mean, I've seen multiple movie scenes where the third world dictator has the arms dealer come see him, and he sits there fat on his stool with all his heavily armed sycophants. Yeah, it felt like that. So I went to see Miralam, and we greeted each other, and we may have had tea for a minute, and then we got down to business. All of his armed people standing around us and staring. And I asked, and he confirmed that he had shut down the work on the project. And I asked, and he said pompously that it's needed. It is what must be done to ensure that all is well. Well, I told him that wasn't needed, and that he was interfering in a contract with the United States. And you could feel the tension in the room. People didn't walk into Miralam's house and tell him no, but I did. I told him it was unacceptable, that I would be communicating back to, quote, my headquarters, which always was my go-to, that the U.S. efforts to rebuild Afghanistan were being hindered by one man. And I'll be honest with you, in truth, I don't know that my headquarters would have done anything. It was a total crapshoot. I was playing my best cards and really didn't know how it was going to turn out. It was half bluff. I even questioned a few times if I was going to be allowed to leave that room. And then all of a sudden, the general smiled. He threw his hands up in the air and he says, okay. But then he asked me a question. Here's the kicker. He said, in Afghanistan, it is I who handles matters that involve contracts. Who does this in America? Well, I knew the answer to that question. Contracts? I said it immediately. The lawyers. And Miralam looked at me like he had just heard the best joke ever, and I'll never forget. He turned around. He repeated my answer in Dari to all of his entourage, who all broke out laughing like it was the funniest story they'd ever heard. And I knew then that years of degradation and poor governance have reduced the rule of law to just a laughing matter in Afghanistan. Well, my friends, if D.A. Alvin Bragg goes forward with his plan to indict the former president of the United States on a misdemeanor charge, then we will be on the verge of seeing our own rule of law become a joke. This is not hyperbole. This is not anxious partisan commentary. I am an attorney, and I understand the value of an even application of the law. We are told that the height of illegality has occurred because allegedly Donald Trump paid a woman what some call hush money to cover up his past affair with her. Now, I don't condone the affair, not at all, not by a stretch. But the actual legal name for that payment, call it hush money if you want, what it's really called is a settlement. It's a pre-litigation settlement, which I feel certain was also paid in conjunction with a signed agreement that included the non-disparagement and a non-disclosure. All of which, by the way, is legal and done quite often, with everything from insurance claims, auto accidents, wrongful discharge claims, and yes, to cover up discretions or indiscretions. The apparent crime here is that allegedly Trump didn't record the payment in the right way. This DA Alvin Bragg, though, is the same man who announced to the world when he was elected that he would not be prosecuting many crimes that he deemed, in his own mind, non-criminal. In his first year in office, DA Alvin Bragg reduced over 52% of all charged felonies to misdemeanors. Among the various crimes that he downgraded to non-triable offenses was prostitution. So cipher this in your mind a bit. Apparently, in the mind of this Soros-backed DA, it is reasonable to pay for illegal sex, but it is not reasonable to pay to cover up legal sex. I know that sounds crass, and it's not a sanctioning of the underlying behavior, but it is a clear indication of the split-level application of the law that we are seeing in New York City, the Big Apple, a city that I actually love to visit. It is awful, and it is making a mockery of our system of justice. But then let's add some additional fuel to the fire here by considering that D.A. Alvin Bragg has an admitted bias against his target, Donald Trump. Bragg is an avowed liberal progressive who took office in late 2021. News accounts from that time frame are still available to confirm his open assertions that he took office with an intent, in part, to investigate Trump. Crime has escalated jarringly in the Big Apple in the past 2 years. Criminals have become more brazen. Overall, the crime index in New York City shot up 15.2% in Alvin Bragg's first year as D.A. 5 of the 7 major index crime categories saw increases. A 22% increase in burglary, a 21% increase in grand larceny auto, a 21% increase in grand larceny period. Former New York Governor David Patterson said that he has never felt as unsafe as he does now while walking around New York City, but yet the resources of the Manhattan DA's office, despite being stretched, even on the crimes they were allowed to prosecute, has plenty of resources to conduct a multi-year grand jury investigation of a crime the Department of Justice has already determined was not worth pursuing. Now, indictment is not assured yet, but it looks to be imminent. And liberals, they contend this is necessary because Trump's hush money may have swayed the election. Where were they when Hillary Clinton staffers smashed the hard drive on her computer to keep it from being inspected right before the election? All the while, there is apparently nothing to see here on Hunter Biden's laptop. And both Clinton and the Bidens, they had the benefit of a liberal media machine that ensured those stories were buried. Alvin Bragg, he believes that despite the statute of limitations having actually expired on Trump's indiscretions, despite it being a misdemeanor that he is conflating to a felony, despite ample witness testimony that defeats Bragg's narrative, he is making a mockery of justice. So call me partisan if you want to, but this is wrong. And I've seen firsthand what a broken-down society looks like when it has no respect for the rule of law. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, no kidding. That's where we are. Because if you diminish the value of the rule of law, if you make it a laughing matter, then people have no reason to abide by the law because the law means nothing to them. And we can't go down that road. And we can't have a two-tiered, you know, statutes and two-tiered constitutional opportunities and a two-tiered criminal justice system. No, it doesn't work that way. It's one for everybody, evenly across the board. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative. I got my word stuck. And I don't even know what I'm saying. What are we doing here? Solid conservative, just plain right there. Wow, 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 wow. Drink the coffee, Phil. But I got distracted, Boomer, because we just got a text from Mama Boomer.
Oh, Mama Boomer texted.
Mama Boomer just texted the show. Text lines are open, which Mama Boomer is very aware of. So 833-687-4448. That's 833-68 right.
Mama Boomer. Mama Boomer,
Mama Boomer says, "Be nice to Boomer today. He gave blood."
I did give blood today.
You gave blood today?
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't pass out.
They took it?
They took it all.
You're like sucking a turkey dry, man. Yeah. You just
I said, here you go. I had to lean backwards.
Bunch of vampires.
Other than that, I was good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You know your blood type?
No, I don't know it.
I know your blood type.
I always have to ask. I'm like, what is my blood type? And then my mom says it, and then I forget it the next day.
Charlene said that she realized that I was in difficult places when I came home from overseas, and she found my blood type written on all my clothes. She was washing clothes. She's like, what is that? And it says A positive on all my shirts.
Blood type. There it is.
Hey, let's talk about the bracket.
All right.
Not moved.
It hasn't moved.
No more games,
right? No more games till Thursday.
Okay. So I'm still in 47th place.
You know what? I'm going to give a shout out to John from Huntsville.
John from Huntsville.
You know, he was really excited about us.
Yeah.
You know, doing this bracket.
Come on.
Even though he's in 90th place right now, 90. I still want to give him a shout out.
John.
Hey, it's okay. He's right behind me at 83rd. So.
Y'all can pick them, can't you?
Oh, man.
I tell you what, though. I really thought, didn't Gonzaga go down? I think they did, didn't they?
Did they?
I think so.
Oh.
I got to look at the actual bracket
now.
Gonzaga. So I think they did. Maybe I'm wrong. I could have sworn somebody told me and I hadn't looked
aren't
yet.
Aren't they in still?
Oh, they are.
They are in. They're playing UCLA.
They beat TCU.
Yes.
Well, why does somebody tell me? Okay, see, I thought, well, that's right. I had picked TCU.
You're like, darn.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Friggin' Gonzaga. I don't even like your name. All right.
Gonzaga.
Breaking my bracket. I had a perfect thing going right there. Okay, so Gonzaga is now up against UCLA on Thursday. Arkansas playing UConn on Thursday. What else we got? Xavier, Oh, man, I had Iowa State. Xavier.
Xavier in Texas.
I want Xavier and Gonzaga. Okay, but anyway, so Xavier plays Texas. Houston plays Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Houston beat Auburn. Yeah. Actually, Auburn beat Auburn.
Auburn beat Auburn.
I am of the firm belief. I mean, this is like a mini Feinbaum show here. We're just going to say, I'm gonna talk sports for a minute. Auburn beat itself in the second half. It just handed the game. It's like they came out and said, yeah, we got nothing left, and they just handed the game to Houston and went to the house. Bama's going to play Maryland, right? No, wait. Did we already? Yes, we did. So,
well,
No. Bama's in Sweet 16 now. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who is that, San Diego State?
Yep.
I believe that is. And then the game that nobody saw coming, Creighton playing Princeton.
Yeah.
The heck?
I didn't have that.
I didn't know Princeton even had a team. Princeton.
Princeton. I mean,
just
Princeton came out and played.
Princeton and Creighton. I mean, Creighton. And Gonzaga. And Xavier. All right. And then Florida Atlantic is playing Tennessee. Whoop, whoop. And then I totally blew this bracket. So I didn't pick either one of these teams in the lower part of the Sweet 16 for the East.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, K-State's playing MSU. So
I had K-State.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
we'll
see.
Kansas State, we'll see what happens.
Starting back on the 23rd.
But as long as Tennessee moves forward, my bracket stays intact.
If they don't.
Tennessee and Bama, and then I can't do anything about the fact that Auburn's not going to be in the Final
they
Four.
They will not be an Iron Bowl.
But in my heart, they will always be. They will.
You sound like some of these woke world things.
You know, what do you do? Steve from Gunnersville says, how's McQueen doing in the bracket?
Oh,
remember where she is?
She's at five.
She's fifth?
She's fifth. I know. She rubbed it in my face last night. I'm like,
go give some more blood. Oh, man. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. We're going to be talking about taxes, or then again, maybe we're talking about, let's do away with some taxes in the first part of the show here. Taxation fixation is the first part of the Triple Dipper, to include conversations with Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth at the top of the hour. And then following right after that, State Representative and Minority Leader Anthony Daniels, a Democrat, he's got a proposal to cut taxes. Really? We're going to talk to him about that, because I'll be honest with you, I've looked over it. And unless there's something in there that raises taxes elsewhere to make his rebates or reductions go down, I'm like, wow, why are Democrats leading the way? Why? I don't understand. How can it be, by the way, that the state of Alabama has grown its government at a higher rate than New York and California over the last 5 years? What the heck? How can it be that every other red state around us has done meaningful tax reform? Not a rebate, reform. Like stopping the collection of certain taxes, giving you tax holidays, actually reducing tax burdens like Mississippi. Well, here's Alabama. What have we done? We raised taxes and grew government. Aren't we a red state? And our Democrats are calling for tax reform? What the heck? I'm hit bizarro world. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.